Well, investigators looking into the shooting death of militant Lavoy Finicum during that armed occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge say the shots were justified and necessary. And they say there were 8 shots, 6 from the Oregon State Police and 2 from FBI agents, who are the subject of another investigation because they didn't initially disclose that they'd fired at Finicum. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors in 2 states have brought felony charges against Pete Santilli. He's the internet radio host who broadcast hundreds of hours from the armed occupation. He did the same thing in the 2014 standoff in Nevada between ranchers and the Bureau of Land Management. Santilli says he's a journalist, and so far much of the case prosecutors have built against him centers around things he's said, and that's raising questions about Santilli's First Amendment rights. Conrad Wilson from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Pete Santilli quickly became a familiar face for those following the armed occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge near Burns, Oregon. He became known for being an on-the-ground source for live video, as well as his strong, at times even offensive, statements. Here's a clip from Santilli's internet radio show during the standoff.
I dare you, you government freaking Nazi pukes, I dare you to continue to spread lies, fear, and intimidation in the threats. Mm-hmm. You will be crushed under the weight of constitutionality by we the people here in this community.
Santilli's daily uniform included full military fatigues and a black cowboy hat. He was armed with a tripod, microphone, and iPad that he used to broadcast hundreds of hours of live video onto his YouTube channel. At times, thousands of people from around the world watched. Santilli was a strong advocate for Ammon Bundy and other leaders of the occupation, but at other times, he sounded like a traditional news reporter.
It is reported that Ammon Bundy is in custody by police. The roads are on lockdown out to the John Day meeting. Reports of shots being fired, and the report that we're getting right now is that 2 people have been shot. We're waiting here at the hospital to get confirmation of that.
Santilli played a similar role during the 2014 standoff in Nevada between ranchers and the Bureau of Land Management. In Harney County, Oregon, Santilli was often combative with members of the media or protesters against the occupation. Kieran Suckling is the executive director of the Center for Biological Diversity. He showed up at the refuge to protest the occupation, but Santilli intervened, shouting into a megaphone while Suckling spoke to reporters.
We'll take media questions afterwards.
Who's this biological diversity Klan member that wants to put the land in the hand of the government? Yes. UN Agenda 21 diversity group.
Santilli was arrested on January 26 near Burns. Since then, he's been charged with the same crimes as the leaders of the armed occupation at the wildlife refuge and leaders of the 2014 armed standoff in Nevada. Between the 2 cases, Santilli's facing multiple counts that range between 5 and 20 years in prison and more than $1.5 million in fines. And prosecutors in Oregon say there are more charges on the way. With one exception, it's Santilli's words prosecutors appear to be using against him, and that's raised serious questions about whether his free speech is being violated. Tom Cohen is Santilli's court-appointed lawyer in the Oregon case. He says Santilli's not a traditional reporter, but rather an independent new media journalist.
All of his speech was protected. He did nothing more down there than exercise all sorts of First Amendment rights. His right to protest, his right to assemble people, his right to publish information.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland declined to comment, but so far, during Santilli's detention hearings, prosecutors have argued his speech went too far outside the protections afforded under the First Amendment. Jane Kirtley is a professor of media law at the University of Minnesota. She says for the purposes of this case, it doesn't matter whether or not Santilli's a journalist. She says the protections and the limitations of speech are the same for everyone. Kirtley says for speech to be incitement, it requires immediate action.
The question is ultimately going to turn on whether his expressions could constitute either a true threat or incitement to violence.
Kirtley says those questions would likely have to be decided by a jury. Santilli is currently being held at the Multnomah County Jail on pretrial detention for the felony charges he faces in Nevada. He's scheduled to argue for his release on Friday. For Here and Now, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.